In 2016, John Hutchins announced that he was going to retire from his appointment as the Haines magistrate. Due to budget cuts, the court system decided to pass his responsibilities over to Yakutat magistrate Mary K. Germain. In addition to handling Yakutat cases, Germain presided over Haines and Hoonah as well. This required her to hold some hearings over the phone. Judge Lynn Asper, a retired Haines resident who served as the local magistrate for 6 years in the early 90s, thought this situation was unfair.
And I just didn't like the idea of things done long distance. So since I am an appointed district court judge, it all took was a signature by the Supreme Court Chief Justice to put me back here in Haines acting as what they call a pro tem judge. A temporary judge.
Since the end of 2016, Judge Asper has performed the magistrate's duties on a part-time basis, working 3 mornings a week. He has been extending his appointment each fiscal year, and his current appointment lasts until the end of next July. But the plan to have one magistrate preside over Haines and several other communities is ongoing.
The plan has been all along to, through retirements and attrition, eventually they would consolidate magistrate positions in Yakutat, Haines, and Skagway into one position, the magistrate full-time sitting in Haines and serving the other communities by going there, but mostly by telephone.
Asper says that this arrangement won't be implemented until 2020. This kind of consolidation will take place in other communities across Southeast Alaska as well. For example, since Wrangell Magistrate Chris Ellis retired last month, the Petersburg Magistrate will now preside over that community as well. The reason for this paring down of magistrate appointments comes down to budget cuts.
The court system has been real proactive in cutting their own budget and making do with less, and as a result, the legislature hasn't cut them any more than they've asked to be cut. But we're kind of down to the bare bones now.
Monday's community meeting will address a few recent changes for the Haines District Court. Haines is normally covered by a Superior Court judge and a District Court judge. They come to town to conduct jury trials or significant civil cases. District Court Judge Tom Knave retired last month. He took on the misdemeanor cases in Haines, and his position will be upgraded to a Superior Court judgeship. For the time being, Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg, who has handled Haines felony cases, will handle misdemeanors as well.
Since Judge Pallenberg has a trial scheduled for next Monday, I think the main purpose of having the meeting on that Monday is to get him up here and have him participate with the court administrative people to meet the community.
In addition, the court has installed new video technology since its last public meeting and is seeking feedback from residents on the devices. The meeting will take place at the Haines District Court on Monday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.